and tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 140 miles. ARRL will report current updates and amateur radio activations as the storms move inward. All September, the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, has been promoting readiness and resilience for National Preparation Month. As we come to the end of the month with two dangerous hurricanes and forecast of up to 20 feet of storm surge expected to impact large portions of Florida, this underscores the need to be prepared. Even experienced hands and those who have been through many disasters have to continually work on their resilience plans. Well, we have discussed some very basic preparation tips this month. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, hopes you can put your skills, equipment, and other resources to use in a group and make a difference in your community. If you have the ability to get plugged into a local ARES group, using your resources to assist local responder agencies, volunteer groups, public service events, and other areas of need, well, that's a prime use of amateur radio, he said. ARES members will soon find a great way to practice those skills in controlled situations such as a simulated emergency test, or SET, or local communications exercises. Matter of fact, on October 5th and 6th, sections will hold an emergency exercise, a SET. Get involved in your local drill and make a difference in your community through amateur radio. Staten Island Technical High School robotics team in Staten Island, New York, took its knowledge and skills to the baseball diamond. The team created a robot that was capable of throwing a ceremonial first pitch, and in early September, the members were invited to showcase and execute their robot at a Staten Island Ferry Hawks minor league game. Everton Henriquez, KD2ZZT, engineering and technology teacher, said there was a major league snag. Approximately 30 minutes before showtime, the team discovered a number of hardware issues that occurred during transport, followed by the complete destruction of the main servo wiring system during subsequent tests. Said cell phones and calls and texts could not handle the communications chaos, so we had to resort to our established amateur radio simplex frequency to coordinate equipment and logistics in those final minutes. The team spread out between the field, the stands, and the merchandise table in the upper deck area. Without radios, there likely would not have been enough time to coordinate efforts to get the job done, but in the end, the team was able to pull it off. Matter of fact, you can watch the robot's first pitch on the school's Facebook page.